Holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you. Amen. During our Zoom meeting for St. John's Watershed Discipleship Book Study this past Thursday, John, Alistair, and myself discussed some central themes in Chapter 1. Themes of colonization, decolonization, rootlessness, and home. How ironic and how fitting I came to discover when preparing this sermon that St. John's Lenten / Advent book study for chapter 1 would be such interesting food for thought concerning this Sunday's readings. At some point in each of our lives, and likely multiple points throughout our lives, if we were to take inventory, we would know ourselves to be displaced people. But what comes to mind first when we imagine a community of displaced people? If you are anything like me, my first impulse is to imagine those who have been affected by war, by persecution, or natural disasters. They are the ones forced to leave their homes, whether they are refugees of war or the victims of a hurricane. Their lives have been uprooted. But there's also a displacement that happens within us. Displacement is more than a physical move, a change in location, or the loss of a physical home. The displacement I'm referring to is the inner geography of our lives and the displacement that occurs within us. Have you ever felt out of place, or that you were just not in a good place? Or like your life had been uprooted? Have you ever felt disconnected in your marriage, with family, or in other relationships? Have you ever felt that your beliefs, values, or worldview no longer fit or sustain you? Have you ever felt homeless, even though you have a home? Have you ever felt as if you did not belong or fit in? Those are all forms of displacement. If your life has ever been uprooted or left you feeling like you occupy space, you're not really grounded when you know what it is, and you know what it is to be a displaced person. The poet Mary Oliver writes, "I don't want to end up simply having visited this world." I understand what she is talking about, and I suspect you do too. We don't want to simply live as if just passing through life. We want to be placed. So let me ask you this. In what ways are you living a displaced person? What parts of your life feel uprooted, rootless, or disconnected? What is your displacement? Comfort, comfort my people. Are God's words to displaced people? Isaiah first spoke those words to people exiled in Babylon, people whose lives had been uprooted. Those same words come displaced people of God today. In some way, the prophetic word is always directed to displaced people, and we long to hear those words of comfort. We want to find our place. More than anything, displaced people want to be a placed people. If you listen to John the Baptist in today's gospel, the way home, the way of becoming a placed people, is through the wilderness. There is no way around the wilderness. We can't get out of it. We can only go through it. Advent reminds us that every year on this Sunday and next, we so often have an image of the wilderness as empty, barren, and desolate, a place of demons and temptations, a place where the best hope for is to survive. But what if we got it wrong? What if the wilderness is really a place of life and hope, a place of connectedness, a place of finding ourselves and our place? In Mark's account of the gospel, the wilderness is so much more than a testing ground for God's people or a place of exile. The Spirit drives Jesus into the wilderness after his baptism, and yes, he faces temptation. But the wilderness is also the place where the angels waited on him. It seems that there are temptations there are also ministering angels. Mark reminds us that Jesus often went to the wilderness by himself to pray and to encounter God. The wilderness then is a place of connection to the sacred. It is also a place of rest. The wilderness is the place where we begin to become placed people, residents, and connected. And God's desire for us is to have a sense, a deep sense of rootedness, a deep sense of connection to ourselves and to one another. I think that's what the people of Jerusalem and the whole Judean community side understood. That's what they heard in John's cry, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." They leave the city and they leave their homes in the countryside and they go to the wilderness. They too are a displaced people. They are not, however, displaced because they leave Jerusalem and the Judean countryside. They leave because they are already living displaced lives in the city and the countryside. Their movement to the wilderness was not the cause of their displacement, but the symptom of it. Something about John's voice, something about his message about the wilderness said to them, "There is more for you than you have now. There is a place for you, and you will only find it in the wilderness." Every movement to the wilderness, that place where the angels minister to us, that place of prayer, that place of rest, of feeding, is an act of repentance. And if we've misunderstood the wilderness, then maybe we've also misunderstood John the Baptist and the repentance to which he calls us. John's call for repentance is the movement from being displaced to being placed. A move from occupying a space to taking up residence. A move from being a visitor to becoming a resident. A move from being ungrounded to rooted in depth. And who among us today doesn't need or want that? Who among us isn't looking for our place of belonging, a homecoming? A sense of connectedness and wholeness, a way of life that is authentic and holy. That's the work of the one who is more powerful. The wilderness always holds the promise of the one who is more powerful, and if there's anything displaced people need, it is that one. It can be a temptation to live with the illusion and fear that whoever or whatever has displaced and uprooted us is the most powerful thing in our lives. But John says, no, that's not true. You come to the wilderness and you will find the one who is more powerful. So what would it mean for us to heed the call of John the Baptist? What does the wilderness look like for us, for our Christian community? What is the Jerusalem or Judean countryside that we need to leave behind? Amen.